Alright, everybody. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super real. Managing anxiety and panic attacks. Ever wake up feeling like a tight band is squeezing your chest? You know that feeling when your mind's racing faster than a cheetah on espresso, and your heart's doing the conga line in your ribcage. Yeah, me too, buddy, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let anxiety run the show. This podcast is about giving you practical tools, real life hacks, and a whole lot of pep talk to conquer those anxious moments and reclaim your day. Think of it like this. Anxiety is like that annoying guest who overstays their welcome. They can be loud, demanding, and make a mess of things. But with the right strategies, we can politely show them the door and get back to enjoying our own party. Now, I'm not some guru claiming to have all the answers. I've been there, done that, felt the whole roller coaster of anxiety myself. But over time, I've learned some tricks that actually work. So, let's break down 5 key things you can do right now to manage those anxious feelings and prevent panic attacks from hijacking your day. First up, breathing exercises. It sounds cliche, but seriously, deep breaths are your best friend when anxiety hits. Think of it like a reset button for your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose, filling your belly with air like you're inflating a balloon. Hold it for a few seconds, then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times. It sounds simple, but the act of focusing on your breath can calm your racing thoughts and slow down your heart rate. It's like hitting the pause button on your anxiety alarm. Second, grounding techniques. Ever feel like you're floating away? Grounding helps bring you back to reality. Engage your senses. Touch a rough surface, smell something strong like coffee or citrus, listen to calming music, or look at something vibrant and beautiful. These little sensory anchors can help pull you out of those anxiety spirals and keep you present in a moment. Number 3. Challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety often throws on worst-case scenarios and negative self-talk. So, when those anxious thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? And what's a more realistic way to look at this situation? By challenging those negative narratives, you can start to rewrite your inner dialogue and build more positive self-belief. Next up, movement. It doesn't have to be a marathon, even a short walk, some stretching, or dancing in your living room can do wonders for anxiety. Exercise releases endorphins, which act as natural mood boosters and stress relievers. Thus, moving your body can help break the cycle of anxious rumination and give you a fresh perspective. And finally, connection. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Reach out to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even an online support group. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and remind you that you have a support system. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young woman who's got everything going for her. A great job, supportive friends, a passion for life. But behind the facade, Sarah battles crippling anxiety, especially in public speaking situations. Every time she has to present, her heart races, her palms sweat, and her mind goes blank. It's like standing on stage with a spotlight shining directly on her every flaw. But Sarah's not giving up. She's armed herself with these tools. Deep breathing exercises before presentations, grounding techniques by focusing on the texture of the podium, challenging negative thoughts by reminding herself of past successes, regular walks to release tension, and open conversations with her friends who offer unwavering support. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to reclaim her confidence. The anxiety still lingers sometimes, but it no longer controls her. She's learned to navigate those moments with grace and resilience. So, remember, managing anxiety isn't about eradicating it completely, it's about learning to cope, finding strategies that work for you, and remembering that you're capable of handling whatever comes your way. Here's the bottom line. You're stronger than you think. Take a deep breath, embrace those tools, and remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear these words of encouragement. Together, we can conquer anxiety and live our best lives, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep hustling.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.